WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Musicians who flee political upheavals in their countries are unwilling expatriates. With a solid immigrant community to support them and a bit of luck, they may become stars in their adopted country. But with just a couple of wrong turns, expatriates can fall very hard. World music commentator Milo Miles explores the divergent fates of two queens of the music known in this country as salsa.
It may be that people are simply fascinated with contrasting pairs, but it seems that every style of music offers at least two great stars who are very alike but strikingly different. Often, one is very smooth, the other rough. One is very instinctive, the other more polished. If you don't mind a couple of dry academic words, one is Apollonian, the other Dionysian. And the Afro-Cuban music called salsa, a superb contrasting pair of women singers is Celia Cruz and La Lupe. Who on earth is La Lupe, you ask? Well, therein lies her tale. Nowadays, she is as obscure as Celia Cruz is famous. But let us begin with Cruz, the classic, the polished. If you know anything about modern Spanish language dance music, you know her. And to say she is the more controlled of our couple is not to suggest she lacks ardent fire.
Pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la verba colorada. Pa' mí.
Somehow, the thrilling pace and bursting vitality of Celia Cruz in concert has never been quite captured on a record. Cruz can still sweep an audience of thousands in her wake. She tells fables of heartbreak, cracks jokes, radiates erotic waves. She drops you into a whirlwind of varied lives, filled with the common touch she knows from growing up in poverty in pre-revolutionary Cuba. But Cruz was ill at ease with Castro's new order, and in 1959, she moved first to Mexico and then New York. She's become the unquestioned queen of salsa in this country, but has never forgotten her home.
Cuba, estás muy triste. Tú que siempre fuiste como cascabeles de felicidad. Pero recuerden tu historia. El son al mundo le diste y en sus notas siempre lleva la alegría que perdiste y que pronto volverá. Ven y baila el son cubano que es alegre y borra la tristeza de la tierra en que nació.
A recent collection of Cruz's music with particularly sharp sounds and adroit programming is called Introducing Celia Cruz on the British Cayente label. The CD includes hits from the 70s and some remakes of earlier numbers. Celia Cruz may be ubiquitous, but a corresponding collection on Cayente is about the only place you can find La Lupe anymore. But she comes right out at you and lets you know she's there.
Le pica suave negro en el tambor. Que suito dar un golpe en el timbal. Y la reina va a cantar. La yiyiyi va a soñar. Que se ha formado ya el gran rumbón. ¡Ya! Chuito, mira, suena los cueros. Thank you.
The La Lupe collection is called Too Much, and that's very apt. Ernest Hemingway said Lupe was the creator of the art of frenzy, and he wasn't kidding. During performances, she would rip her clothes, bite her own arms, pound on musicians, and generally carry on like one possessed. As might be expected, the Too Much anthology is a bit uneven. It includes one of the many, many terrible versions of the Beatles' Yesterday, but other tracks show La Lupe could get across in English.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get the fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.
La Lupe was too much for many folks. Too much for Cuba, too much for Mexico, and finally too much for the Fania Record Company, despite her years of success singing with bandleader Tito Puente. Like a lot of wild things, La Lupe faded away after the 60s, and her current whereabouts are unknown. Is she as superlative a singer as Celia Cruz? No. Her variety of tone and range of expression is decidedly more limited, but La Lupe hardly deserves to be forgotten. Too Much is a timely reminder that the rough gals deserve some of the same applause given to the polished queens.
Myla Miles is a freelance journalist who writes regularly about pop music for The Village Voice.